Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The Fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution with only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But not out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine, and the good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot, go with it, keep it a beat, so the plot don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Welcome back. You tune back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in. Wake up, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. I'm so proud of y'all for getting up early and just locking in and just like, hey, The Fix is in. What's going on? So proud of y'all.
On this Tiptoe Tuesday. Bless y'all life for waking up with us on this tiptoe. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I promise you, if he woke you up in your right spirit and your right mind, you ain't got no aches, you ain't got no pains. And even if you do got a little aches and pains, you're still blessed. Because we know our God is still a healer, and we know he still got some purposes called for you. Listen, I pray that you continue to seek him on a higher level each and every day. Take your prayer life, take your relationship with Jesus Christ to the next level. We have to be intentional about praying every day, reading our devotionals, making sure we're studying the Bible every day so that way we can lock that spiritual sense of hearing. I think that's the issue, Dice. Sometimes we ain't hearing from God because we ain't putting nothing in us and we ain't talking to him enough.
That's good. I was going to say, you got to know the voice of God to actually hear from God, turns out.
That's a drop the mic. That's going to be a real talk conversation too, yes, because understanding and how to hear God's voice or the enemy's voice. Let's be very clear.
There we go. Trying to tell you.
That's a spiritual warfare thing. I know y'all keep running away from these spiritual warfare conversations, but spirits are real. Y'all need to tap in. Y'all need to stop playing.
Okay.
Stop playing. Once again, you're tuned into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. And yeah, Dice, we got to talk about it. I know we got a little news. We got to talk about the Hulu series on Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz.
Yeah.
I know, we got to talk about it. Come on, let's get into it.
Okay. So what about Carl? Listen, y'all already knew what was going to happen with that. I mean, Focus, I ain't skirting around nothing. It is what it is, you know? You brought up some very good points that this church, and as many people have been going to the church or have been affected by this church, there's so much good that has come out of the teachings out of this church. Where is that conversation at? You know, so just, you know, trying to constantly tear down somebody who's already stepped down. And listen, a lot of these pastors, and we talked about on the show, some of y'all need to still step down, step down right now, today. Don't just, I want to get this in your spirit, as Focus say, if you know you wrong and you know you doing wrong, listen, you're not hiding from nobody. You got some secrets, but guess what? God see everything and know absolutely everything, and you are not leading in the best way if you out here doing anything like these people got caught doing. So go on and just set yourself on down and let somebody else go ahead and lead, somebody who's ready. But that's character. And I'll be real with you, Focus, because I was watching this. Thanks for saying, hey, we need to talk about this. He said that. He said, I should have set myself down. He knew what to do. But he just didn't do it. And it's like, he could have just saved everybody the pain, everybody the pain. And that's something with our pride in Christianity. We just don't do that. Like, I'll be real with you. It's been times when I haven't been in a good space and I just tell somebody, I need you to pray for me. And if you fast, I need you to fast for me. And I am going to go repent and I'm going to go sit down somewhere and I'll be gone for a season. And people are like, where you been? And I'll be like, my soul wasn't right. My spirit wasn't right. And there's no way that I should be saying anything about God or over people. You know what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't right. So, but you got to accept that. I think that comes with maturity, spiritual maturity. I think when you're young, you're like, eh, they don't know.
No, it's real.
But yeah, it sucks.
You know, the only thing I want to add, I love everything you said. Only thing I would add, listen, I'm not in no form of fasting trying to stir up nothing, but I'm going to just be real. The young lady that was having the affair with him knew he was married.
Yeah.
I'm be real. I need some accountability. Listen, you don't have to be a believer in Christianity or any religion to know that sleeping with a married man is wrong. He said he was very vocal. We watched the first two or three episodes and he was very vocal about him pretty much telling the woman, yeah, you know, I'm married, but, you know, things are on the rocks, whatever it may be. I don't care. The moment somebody says they're married, man or female, go away. Stop it. Don't. It's already a toxic situation. So why are you going to add to the toxicity of you sleeping with a married man or a married woman? No, it needs to be accountability, and we need to talk about that more on both sides. No, they're married. Leave them alone. We need to be adults and hold ourselves accountable. Don't just start these, you know what I'm saying, relationships knowing that you're the side man, knowing that you're the side dude, and like, this is okay. This is not okay. I'm tired of people thinking like this is cool and this should be the new normal. No, I'm not going to be nobody's side dude. Something happened to my wife.
Well,
no, absolutely.
I was going to say, your wife ain't going to let that happen right
now. I'm just saying this in general. I'm just saying in general. If I was single right now, there's no way I could put up with that.
If your wife was dead, she ain't going to let that happen. Look, I just, bro, you got the right one. You done got you. You done taught you the right one.
Catch a body today. Literally, I'm praying for y'all. I told y'all, leave me alone. Boy, because I'm going to walk away.
Please leave him alone, God. I'm a witness. Let him go. Like, don't even think about him. No, but you know what? Marriages should be honored in that way. And a lot of times they aren't. There's a challenge. We brought this up before and we probably need to do a show about it, though. But men and women of God, there's a certain extra attraction. It is. Jesus is sexy. I've been saying this since I've been in the faith. Like, the power of God is very different. And when anointing is on somebody, there is something that is baffling about it. Like, you really, that's why if y'all ever go to them churches and mother's board, they got them little blankets. They got them blankets because they're not playing with these girls. They like, okay, you can fall out up here at the altar if you want to, boo. But we about to cover you all the way up because ain't no man going to sit here in a pew and see up your skirt while you out here trying to give your all to God. Like, that's been happening for years because just because you're in church don't mean all your sin is gone. That's the misconception. It's like you still have thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. People are still cute and curvy. So it's like, yeah, it's a place where we go to learn and to fellowship, but you still are dealing with things you have on the inside. And you do have to be prayerful about people you bring into your home. I mean, period. Every day, your kids, friends, your friends. We had a babysitter. It was a gay man because I wasn't playing gay. I was like, I wish I would. Yes. Shout out to you, Weedy. I love you, brother. I was not playing. Focus. I was like, I already noticed. I know how this play out.
Y'all pray for us. Y'all just pray for us. We still work in progress.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, ain't nobody coming up in this house. Who want a 20-year-old
nanny? Nanny who?
Who wants Samantha? She's not working here. No. Samantha not working here. Okay. And I love my husband. Trust him 1,000. But I already done seen too much. I grew up in a church. My father's a pastor. So it's like, there's not too much you about to tell me about what happens when you put people in private homes and there's emotions. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, I'm not even gonna play that game with y'all. But this is sad because this man was really affecting change, and they just kind of threw everything on him and they dismantled his whole life. And then the church just kept going. And for me, I think there's more love and restoration, like in you caring for your pastor or the person who's fallen, and you say, okay, we get it. You did a very human thing. You were, y'all was attracted. You went too far. Let's send you on a sabbatical. You know, we're going to pray for you. We're going to check in with you. We'll let you come back, maybe serve in a different ministry. And then if the church keeps saying, hey, when do we get to bring him back? You know what I'm saying? Like, when do we get to bring him back? We believe he has repented. He's shown repentance. You know, he's doing the things that we believe. His wife is confirming that they're on a good path. They went to counseling. Then you restore them in love. And that's how we continue to build the kingdom. Not just by saying, yeah, go away now. No, you trash. Oh, you just destroyed it. No. We don't treat our people like that. We should never treat anybody like that. We restore people in love. And that's what I didn't like about this, the documentary thing. I was like, man, that was dirty, yo. How y'all do? It's dirty. I mean, but you know, it's happened to pastors before. Mark Driscoll, I remember we had moved to Seattle and he had started a amazing church we were going to. And, you know, people just kind of did a brother in like that too. And I'm like, wow, like people can be so mean and just forget all the good, you know, like everything good you've done. They will just try to hang you for that one thing that you just screwed up on, you know. But I thank God that God is not like that. God is not like that, you know.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to talk about it a little bit more, because I feel like that's a whole real talk topic in itself, and just church hurt and church and how we do church. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're going to have to dive in that some more. Listen, we got a fun packed show for y'all today.
Yeah.
Listen, let's be very clear. Dice had the opportunity to sit down with one of these super pastor preachers. I promise you that man. Preaching. Listen, he going to preach. He preach. No, it's my brother, though, from the West Coast. Our brother Hurt will be joining us today. So keep it locked for that exclusive spiritual detox. And we're going to dive into this conversation today, real talk conversation today. Listen, consistency.
Mm-hmm.
How to stay consistent. Tips on staying consistent. Listen, we're going to talk about everything consistent, because that's a lot of times a lot of y'all is struggling out there because y'all ain't staying consistent.
Well,
you ain't giving God nothing to work with. You want a blessing, but you want it without giving out something. No. God always used people as example, but they was doing something.
That's true. I love it.
They was all doing something. Let's be very clear. Even the disciples, he said, yeah, come on with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he gave them all assignments too as well. Yep. Let's be very clear.
That's true.
All assignments. So yeah, we got to work. So let's talk about staying consistent. We're going to hit it from a lot of different angles. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that. Let's get into this music and we're coming right back. Keep it locked. Mm-hmm. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Yeah, you are now tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry right here on SiriusXM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. You already know it's your girl Dice Gamble and DJ Focus. And today, listen up, guys, we have a very, very special individual in the studio with us, a producer, a writer, a creator, just an awesome artist, and somebody who's shaking up things in the industry right now. So please help me give a very warm welcome to H to the U to the R to the T, Hurt, aka the Christian rapper that you know and love. Listen, man, brother, welcome to our show. Welcome to The Fix. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today?
Fantastic, man. Listen, it's an honor having you here. Thank you for your time in advance. I know you got things that you need to do. But listen, can you share with the people a little bit, like off the top, about your faith journey concerning everything that you're doing right now? Like, how did you get from where you were to now what you're doing? Because we know that you're definitely you're in the faith, doing your music and your ministry and things like that. And shout out to Cali, since you're out that way. But tell the people a little bit about your backstory.
Typical Southern California or urban story. Raised in a broken home, Southern California, raised in church. By the time I got old enough to say I'm not going, I didn't go. And instead of not going, I end up going to the streets. And fast forward, I found God at the age of 30. After, you know, just the whole street life, all that goes on in the streets, being heavily entrenched in it. And then I found God, and He just changed me. He showed me who I was really supposed to be. He showed me all the lies and everything I believed. And then, you know, came into the church and was just serving, doing everything that I could do. I was doing music before God. So I was like one of the prominent guys from my city as far as rap was concerned. Found God, quit all of it, said, look, God, I don't want nothing. I just want you. And then went on a journey with God, similar to what I went in with the streets, where you come in, you hear that these are the rules, you adhere to the rules that everybody say these are the rules, and then you get deeper, you grow, you get promotion, so to speak, and then you find out that those really ain't the rules, and then people ain't even living by those rules that they say they living by, and then you gotta kind of reconstruct and redirect and find out what the rules really are. And so that's been my journey in the church too. And that's what leads me to where I am right now, man. I had to deconstruct my Western Christianity and find out who the God of the Bible really is.
Okay. So we're going to have to unpack some of that. So, okay. First of all, no. We ain't going to let you slide past that. Thank you for sharing that piece. Now, listen, there were two things in there. You said you found God at 30.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I don't know the stat, but Focus and I usually talk about this, like by the age of 25, like one out of three males are either in jail, locked up, or shot, especially if they're brown or black. So, the fact that you made it to 30, that's a whole nother, let me go ahead and clap on God on that one. But what did that look like? Like when you came to God, like, were you raised in a Christian household, or did you like have an experience, or did you, what happened with that?
We went to church, but it was, you know, my father was on drugs. It was most definitely a broken home. My mother was doing what she was doing. Neither one of them were really serving God, but they went to church. And then they would go to church and be serving God, and then they would fall off, you know, just that whole roller coaster ebb and flow type thing. So I kind of knew of God my whole life, but I never knew God. By the time I got to like 17, my mom, now let's say 18, 19, my mom had really, really started living for God. My father had separated by the time I was in like the fifth grade, sixth grade, and she really started living for God though. And so she was doing ministry and doing all these type of things, and I was doing me. I was in the streets. Mm-hmm. And she started her and my aunt, her sister, started a thing called River Rinse. It was a conference, a 2-day conference. Wow. And it was a deliverance ministry. And you would come for 2 days and you would get drenched and rinsed in the Spirit of God. It was serious. And so one year I'm sitting on the couch at my house. My cousin hit me like, look, let's just go, man. They keep calling. They had been asking us to go for years. And I was like, cool, let's go. You know what I mean? I was high. I was smoking a blunt when he called me. Finished my blunt. I went like 2 hours later.
Well, we really about to go.
yeah, for real though. It was one of them. It was one of them. And I went, you know what I mean? And I met God for real. Like I like to say is he punched me in the chest, knocked all the wind out of my lungs, and then he helped me up and gave me a hug. And we've been rocking ever since. So I found God on accident. I wasn't looking for God. He found me. I had my Damascus experience for real.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Now, I've done a little bit of research. I know who you are. But can you speak to what kind of music you actually do? What kind of ministry you actually do, current state? What are you doing now?
I'm a pastor. So I pastor a church, Ultimate Worship Church International, Riverside. When it comes to work, I work at a probation school. So that's ministry every day. Musically, I do lyrical, intellectual revelation rap. it's kind of a complicated, genre. When you, in description, but like it, you know, West Coast hasn't been known to be the most lyrical coast, right? But I have a lot of musical influences that were lyrical. And so you have that. Then it's just intellectual. I've been blessed to have a mind. God has given me a mind, something that I ran away from when I was younger. And you know, because in the streets, you smart. That's not the thing when you're young. But then when you get older, it kind of sets you apart. And so, but most importantly, it's revelation rap, man. I'm heavy on teaching in my music. If we're fishers of men, the music is just bait. And what I don't want to do is just entertain you. If I'm just entertaining you, I failed. You might as well go listen to Kendrick Lamar, Drake, or whoever. You know what I mean? And so I really want to feed you. I want my music to make you think about some things, make you question some things, make you question your thoughts and your actions. And so it's really revelation rap. When it get to the crux of it, it's trying to go behind the veil and speak the mind of God over beats.
How hard was it for you to be like, okay, God, I'm a lead people? Because it's very, listen, and trust me. So I'm a licensed minister, but I'm also an artist and things like that. But it was harder for me to accept the ministry side of this versus me doing music. Like, so what did that even look like? Because that's a whole nother mantle. That's very, very different. And you have to be in a different space to even accept the call. Many are called, but few accept. Let me put it like that. So what did your moment look like? What was that?
I'm in church serving. I was, when I got saved, I threw myself into the ministry. So Thursdays we would do witnessing. Saturday morning we would do witnessing. I cleaned the whole church by myself. I ran the audio. So Saturday morning I would, we would go witnessing. I would come back, run the audio for choir rehearsal. Then I would clean the whole church. That was like an 8-hour process every Saturday. Like, so I'm just throwing myself into everything. I didn't want nothing. I just wanted to serve. Right. And
that's good.
A couple prophets that came to me and said, oh, you're going to be a pastor. I was like, yeah, right. I was just a gang. I was just cripping like not too long ago. We was just outside.
Still outside.
Not trying to say what I was or what I wasn't, but I wasn't a man of God. You know what I'm saying? For surely that's what I wasn't, right?
I wasn't, right?
And now you're going to tell me I'm going to be a leader? Like, man, I'm just in here just serving. I ain't tripping on none of that.
Right.
I don't want no accolades. But then multiple prophets that came and told me that. And it's like, okay, God, none of these dudes know each other. None of these dudes know me.
Wow.
So this must be you. And I was already a leader in the sense of, you know, being a prominent guy from the music. And because of that, and just I got an outgoing personality. I'm outspoken. So leading was always, even if I wasn't trying to, it just happened. Whether I was leading 5 people, 50 people, 500, whatever, you know what I mean? And so stepping into that role for God, I kind of understood what it came with as far as how to lead, what to do. But I had to learn how to lead God's way. I had to learn how to lead outside of my feelings. I had to learn how to lead outside of my own opinion. That's a whole nother story. Like leading righteously is completely different than like leading in business, leading in the streets, leading in entertainment, leading, you know what I mean? And so it's been a humbling experience.
You just gave some very valid points about your feelings and experience and things like that. And thank you for sharing that. I hope it's inspiring to some people who maybe feel God really tugging on their heart concerning leadership, because God doesn't want you perfect. You know, he just wants a ready yes. So I appreciate that you gave a ready yes. Now let's talk a little bit about family. So you laugh. You said, I'm just saying, obviously this is a family show. I know you have a family. So what has God really shown you from when you did not have a family versus having a family? Like, how have you seen yourself different, or how have you seen God different concerning that type of stewardship?
Well, marriage, first off, will reveal who you are and who you're not. marriage is set up to reveal your flaws and to reveal some of your gifts that you don't even know you have. So there are things when you're dating, there are things when you're single that you have, you go through and you experience that you don't even know about yourself, right? Let me rephrase it. There are things about yourself that you don't know when you're single. There are things about yourself that you don't know even when you're dating. But when you come into a covenant, right? Because there's a whole different between dating, whether you're dating for the devil and you just having sex out of wedlock and doing your thing, or you're dating for God with intentions to marry. Those two things are still different than coming into covenant with God, right? Mm-hmm. Having a minister of God stand and you take these vows before God and before man. It's a whole nother situation. So when you make this covenant, you know, the enemy is going to try to attack you. And the Bible says that trials and tribulations come for the word's sake. And so God is using you in your marriage to grow you. And so I found out things about me that needed to be fixed. Mm. And they hadn't been highlighted in any other area of my life until I got married. And it was like, oh dang, like I can't do that. I can't think that. I can't feel that way. Like, you know. And so it's changed. And then the scripture that really has did it for me is love your wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it so that he could return the church back to himself without spot or without blemish. And so I tell men all the time, man, like, okay, now look at you. Nobody on earth has done more to you than you've done to God. Step one. Mm-hmm. Even as the church, you're still sin. You still have sin, right? You're not perfect yet. So you have some sin. You still have impure thoughts. Even if you're not doing nothing, you still got impure thoughts.
Right. Come on.
But he still loved you and he created a full sacrifice for you to perfect you. And so your relationship with your wife should be as such. And, it has caused me to die and become selfless. And I learned ministry through my marriage. And then also just having children and being able to navigate problems and navigate issues and deal with people as individuals and not like a cookie cutter situation. Like, I got two kids. They're adults now. My daughter about to be 22. My son about to be 21. But from childhood to adulthood, even learning how to parent them at the different stages of their lives. A 10-year-old is parented different than a 14-year-old, is parented different than an 18-year-old, than a 21-year-old. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with me and my wife. Like, we grow. And so, like, as we grow and change and think different, we got to learn how to be fluid and love each other where we're at. And so learning how to transition that mindset to ministry has really helped me.
Listen, y'all tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry right here on Sirius XM, Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. Don't touch that dial. We are kicking it with Hurt. And listen, y'all just got some gems, so y'all need to go and hit them on Cash App, okay? We'll be right back after this commercial. You're tuned into The Fix. All right, y'all, we're back. You're listening to The Fix with DJ Focus and Dice Gamble right here on Sirius XM, Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. And if you missed that first half, shame on you. Go back, rewind it, or just wait till tomorrow on holyculture.net and listen to the replay or go to YouTube or whatever. But shame on you if you weren't here when this first got started, because Hurt has been dropping some gems about faith and about endurance and about family and about focus. And so on this half, Hurt, we want to go ahead and get into it, man. Let's tell us a little bit about this new project that you have going on. Like, give us the backstory, the inspiration behind it, and what you're actually looking for this project to do.
So, dropping May 26th, which is the Feast of Pentecost. Very intentional. You know, Pentecost in the Old Covenant was where Moses got the Ten Commandments. We come to the New Covenant. Pentecost is where the church started, but it was all based on the revelation of God falling given to the people. And so Against All Gods, dropping on May 26th, Pentecost, is really avoiding the low-hanging fruit and dealing with the false gods and the false narratives and the false thoughts and the false teaching and the false theology that we have in the body of Christ and that are in the world. You know, Satan hides himself in our thoughts, right? He'll speak to you as you to keep you from knowing that that's him, right? And you'll, especially in America, we live in a free country. Right. And that free country teaches us that I have the right to my opinion. I have the right to my experience. I have the right to how I feel. You can't tell me how I feel. Right. And when that's Pandora's box, when you open it, now you got women thinking they men and men thinking they women, because it's all based on how you feel. Right. But the thing is, the devil will speak to you as you and make you feel like you want to be what he said do. And that's the greatest deception, right? He'll impregnate your mind with his thought. And so Against All Gods was like a table talk or a living room conversation between family and saying like, check it out. You know, it's some things that you think are you, but really are coming from the devil. And there are false gods, which are fallen angels that are in the church, that are in the world, that are in the body of Christ. That we're going to have to address, because God not playing with none of us. And I just wanted people to know how serious the Lord I serve is, man. And so we deal with a few gods. We deal with Abaddon, Molech, Python, Mammon, Baal, Mystery Babylon, Chemesh, Astarte, Ishtar. We deal with a whole lot of these gods. And what I did was I made songs about real life situations inside the church and just in your personal life, where your response would be X, Y, and Z. But that response is literally sourced by a demon. And that demon is a false god. And so I just want to show people these real life situations so that you can see, hey, the devil's in your life. He's in your heart and he's influencing you. And so, you know, it's going to be fun. Every song, there are 12 songs on a project. Every song is highlighting a problem. After the song, I did a skit that gave you the answer. It's like a mini sermonette, like a minute long. And I gave you the scriptures that would back it, because I would be wrong to just show you like, hey, you suck in this area. You know what I mean? You falling off. You ain't doing the right thing. The devil control you. And then people are going to be like, well, what do I do? How do I fix that? Well, look, these are the biblical answers how to fix that. So the first single we got dropping on May 26th is Big God. Big God is... it's literally all about, like, you know, it's a lot of problems in the world, right? The hook go big goals, big dreams, big plans, big God, big world, big mess, big job, big God, a whole lot of nothing to a big God, whole lot of nothing to a big God, big world, big mess, big job, big God. So like, you know, it's a lot going on out here. It's a big world. It's a big mess. I got big goals and big dreams based on this big faith I got, but we serve a big God. And so it's nothing. You know what I mean? All the things that are monumental and difficult to us is nothing to God. It's nothing at all. And so, yeah, we're going to take it there, man. I'm going to offend some people's Christianity.
That's okay.
But, you know, Yeshua himself said, blessed are those who are not offended at me. You know, your flesh is in the business of self-preservation. Your carnality, right? Your sin nature is trying to be preserved, right? The word of God is never going to offend your spirit. It's going to offend your flesh, though. And you know, Paul said, there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the spirit, not according to the flesh. So you could be in Christ walking according to the flesh, and condemnation is hell, right? So if you're in Christ and there's an area of your compartmentalized soul that's walking according to the flesh, then there is going to be some things that the gospel or the revelation of the word of God are going to offend. And so I intentionally want to offend, right? Think not that I came to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword, a sword of offense, a stumbling block. I came to separate house and home, mother and father. Why? Because everybody is not going to be fully sold out. And so I just came to step on some religious toes because my religious toes got stepped on. And when they got stepped on, I had to take off them religious shoes. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to walk barefoot on holy ground.
Right. Listen, if you have not been a number one offender, the fact you have very offensive people on this project. You have entered into the offense zone. So I was like, you got Stevie Rizzo, AI the Anomaly, Eshaun Burke. And I was like, you're being very, you humble right now. I mean, I need a humble flex, because I was like, wait a minute. You and I both know once you kind of link up with certain people, that's who you're going to be. But I think I appreciate you. I appreciate this project. One, because you did it, but one, because you actually have people who have the same standard. And that, to me, they always lift the standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are my rebels. Yeah. When we're over here pulling out music and we just ready to just show off and tear some people's mouth out. Like, we just, this is who we putting on. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm extra excited about the project. And I'm like, how did you choose who you chose to be on here? You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have to put anybody on this project at all, to be honest. But like, what did that process look like?
One, I've been blessed to a lot of the movers and shakers in Christian hip hop have become friends of mine. So I've worked with a lot of people. And what I wanted to do was not bring a typical project featuring me and my friends. Although everybody on this project is a friend of mine, except for Stevie Rizzo. I've never met Stevie Rizzo. He was recommended to me.
He's so bad. We love him.
Yeah, he dope. He dope. He dope. And I truly believe that he loves God.
He do.
But Eshaun is a good friend of mine, man. Me and Eshaun are long overdue. Ivy is a good friend of mine. Ivy lives 10 minutes away from me. Like, me and Ivy, we solid. Yeah. AI, we solid. So I wanted to, one, choose people who I believe in, choose people who I feel like they're dope, but also I wanted to work with people who I haven't worked with. I've worked with Ivy. Shout out to Ivy. You need to, we got a whole project called 10K that's been sitting on the shelf for over 3 years that he and I did together. Ivy, we need 10K to be put out.
We need to do that project, bro. We're here for that project.
Yeah. AI, we had worked together on Riggs's project. Shout out to Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
And Eshaun, we had just been long overdue. So I wanted to find songs for them that match their personality. Okay. And so, you know, knowing people's backstories, knowing where they come from, knowing a little bit about their ministry, I kind of matched up what would be good sonically and spiritually for them.
Nice. What is your perception about the unity aspect, and even maybe where you see God taking Christian hip hop nowadays?
One, Christian hip hop is just the church that does hip hop. And so you have hip hop politics, rap politics, and you got church politics. So that's where a lot of difficulties come in, right? Tell people all the time, hip hop is a bastard culture. It was birthed out of fatherless children who were disenfranchised and didn't have a voice. So when you put that culture in, then when you put the church culture, where Western Christianity has abandoned the fathers of the church, which are the apostles and prophets, the real leaders of the church, we say they don't even exist anymore. Now you have this bastard culture, two bastard cultures that came together to become one and create something. One of the biggest problems about Christian hip hop is the unity is based on the talent and not the gift of the Spirit of God. Go ahead.
That's been one of my complaints concerning the church. Every time I talk about the church, I own that, because I am a part of the church. Exactly. But I've often said we do not allow the Holy Spirit to be. And we've kind of put everything on a timer, you know, like church going to be 30 minutes. That's it. We're not doing nothing outside of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we cut into a commercial and then we got five more services to do. So I was like, for me being from the older type of church, I know what it looks like for the Spirit to fall and we just not be on anybody's time, because God is time. So it's like, I understand that concept. So it's funny that you say that, because I never really thought about it from a talent versus spirit view. Yeah. But that's exactly how I would explain it.
It's the same culture, though. It's the same culture. It's
like, that's what I'm saying. It's the same. Yeah. That's where I see it. That's where I saw it first. And it's almost like CHH mimicked it, which was
because CHH very weird is the church. But CHH is the church, right? And so, like in my church, you know, we get out when we get out. We're going to have a 5-hour service if we have to. Like, I often teach for, I'll teach for 3 hours. The sermon might be 3 hours. It might be an hour and a half. Praise and worship might be 20 minutes. It might be 45 minutes. We don't know. We don't get out when we get out. My mom always say, like, don't leave your beans on the stove. Like, you know what I mean? And so with CHH, we're promoting the talent over the gift of the Spirit. And so we're making ministers out of people who aren't able ministers. When you give someone a platform and a voice, you make them a minister, right? And you're not accounting for the multitudes of people who don't know how to, who don't even, most Christians don't know definitions. They don't know the definition of anointed. They don't know what the definition of blessed is. They don't know what the definition of holy is. And then most of the people who have a definition, their definition is man's definition, not God's, right? So with that, we don't know who is a real able minister of the gospel. And so when you begin to put people in the forefront because they have a great talent, they're charismatic, they can rap good, they can dance, they can sing, they can do whatever. And you put them in front of people, the people now are trusting that because they are either on a platform or popular, that they're an able minister, and they're not. And they'll get whooped naked like one of the seven sons of Sceva.
Come on now.
And so that's my biggest issue, right? Whether it, and it's a lot of the time it's with physical age, right? You put these young boys up here because the church says, I would rather be you do this for the Lord than you be doing it for the world. So baby, get up here and rap for Jesus, right? Big mama gonna influence that, right? But these boys can't deal with no demon. These boys ain't ready to deal with a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness in heavenly high places. These boys they're not ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Even older people still aren't ready for that.
Yeah.
Right?
I was gonna say.
And so So we got this culture of, as long as somebody is in the name of Jesus and they're a morally better person, we accept them. But the Bible expressly speaks against that. And so I believe that CHH is moving just like the church, because CHH is the church, right? It's moving into this season that the body of Christ is moving in, where you have people bold enough to offend people and say, if you don't repent, you will go to hell. Right. We tell people, read the Bible, study. Right. But look at how this thing ends. Look at the book of Revelation. Yeah. How is That's he right. judging the churches? Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. He's judging the church on doctrine. They don't understand Mystery Babylon. They don't understand Jezebel is still at war with Elijah in the end times. Right. And so there are voices. The remnant is rising out of the church. In CHH, because God is going to judge the church. And when he judges the church, he pulls the remnant out of the church. And those in the church who are still walking according to the flesh are sent to hell and judged in front of the world. And then we're going to have this final harvest. And so there are people in the church, and there are people of the church in CHH who are now standing up and speaking for holiness and speaking for glory. And it's, you're either going to gather or you're going to scatter. And so that's where we are in this thing. You got people who are entertaining, and then you got people who are really dealing with demons.
Come on now.
Right. I cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. That's the name, right? The name above all names, the name that makes demons scatter, right? What does the demon say though? Paul, I know. Christ, I know. But who are you?
You, I don't.
Who are you?
I do not know you. That's right.
And so, if you ain't casting out demons, don't preach to me. Don't tell me none of that. Because these signs and wonders follow those who believe. And so you got to question what you believe and if you believe, if you ain't got no signs and wonders on your coattails.
tell us where we can follow you on all your social media, how we can best support you, and definitely introduce the single that we're going to be playing today on the show.
Oh, man. You can follow me anywhere on social media, H-U-R-T underscore R-P-H. H-U-R-T underscore R-P-H. The YouTube is R-P-H Experience, E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. So the ministry is Royal Priesthood. It's R-P-H, 1 Peter 2:9. Do you know that you are a holy generation, royal priesthood, called out of darkness to show forth the praise of him who called you to his marvelous light, right? We're peculiar people in the holy nation. So with that, anytime you deal with the body of Christ or the remnant more than the body, there should be an experience.
Come on.
And
now,
that's why I call this the RPH experience. We believe in prophecy, healing, and deliverance through the revelation of the power of the word of God. And so check that out, man. YouTube.
Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time to get a little real. We're going to get real. Y'all know how we do it. Today, we're going to talk about it, Dice. I know you preach this a lot. I know I preach it a lot, too, as well. We're going to talk about being consistent.
Ooh.
But we're going to add something to that being consistent with the discipline part. And I think that one is tough. When you talk about
make people mad, thing. Go ahead.
No, I'm not trying to make them mad, Dice. I just want them to understand that God is not pleased at us.
Just go on and go in then.
No, he's not, Dice. So listen, we say these things, Dice, and I know y'all be like, they be tripping, but this is me and my sister always having these conversations. That's why I love to have them with Dice. We talk about living a holy lifestyle.
Yeah, we do.
Do people really understand what it takes to live a holy lifestyle?
They may understand. I don't know if they pick it though.
They might understand what it means to live a holy lifestyle, they don't want to be consistent to actually walk through the walk, huh?
No.
Okay, there we go. So that's why we're talking about it. So yeah, this is why we have to come on. And once again, you know, no shade to nobody else, but we do feel like we have real conversations.
I'm shading today.
You shading today?
I'll shade.
Well, listen, you heard the Dicer. She's going to be in rare form. So, listen, we're going to talk about it. Being consistent and what it looks like to be consistent, but also, let's be very clear with the discipline part. So, you know, people always are like measuring themselves with success and failure, Dice. Let's be very clear. That's usually how people measure, especially, I know men. Like when we in the barbershop talking and we in our little circle, men's circle, we have pride competitions at times, and I had to humble myself and realize that I need to be a little bit more humble. Men, we were made to conquer the world. We were made to go out and take what we want, kings and conquerors. So it's hard sometimes. The arrogance and the pride has to come down a level. But when you talk about success and failure. Mm-hmm. And understanding success and failure. The one thing that I know about success, and God showed me with this radio show, is being consistent. When I first started Dice back in 2015, I didn't have a clue. Let's be very clear. I didn't have a clue. I just knew that this music could impact, it could change, it could influence people to change. Let's be very clear, because it helped change me. And I know I'm a hardcore hip hop person, grew up on NWA, UGK, Too Short, Tupac. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you name it. Yeah, nothing nice. Every other word is a choice word. Bleep, 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 bleep. I was one of those. So for me to put that down, and let's be very clear, I'm going to tell you something I stay consistent on. When you talk about music, I put all secular music down for 4 years, Dice. I didn't listen to any of it. Yeah, any of it. I said, there's no way that I could, and I'm going back to that holy part, try to live a holy lifestyle if I didn't listen, detox this music out of my spirit. Because no, I would have never stopped smoking. I would have never stopped drinking, going to club. It wouldn't have probably never stopped, because majority of the music that I was listening to highly influenced me to do these things. But there were certain songs that I would put on when I rolled me a good one. Just to be very clear, they put me in a space.
theme music.
So yeah. My theme music. You know, it ain't Shaft, but yeah, my theme music. But yes, I had to be consistent with putting the music down to build my relationship with Christ up, to be able to hear something different, because I wasn't hearing anything clear. I wasn't hearing things clearly. So just to being consistent with one, submitting to God, he gave me revelation. Said, yeah, you ain't gonna be able to do it if you keep listening to this every day, putting this in your ear gates. So one, I was consistent for 4 years. My wife can contest, everybody in my circle. I didn't go around anybody when they were playing it. I wasn't playing it. I wasn't listening to it. I literally was like in a little bubble, and I had to catch back up 5 years later, because once I was strong enough now, so I said, all right, I still have to have an ear to what is going on and what the music industry is saying, even though I'm in this space over here. But like I said, that was 5 years, four solid years before I even got back to even listening to that. And when I tell you, God kept showing me consistency over and over again. I would run into people. I would try to tell them about the show. Just stay faithful. Stay consistent. I will run into people who are listening to the show. Man, I listened to your show the other day. It was fire, man. Stay consistent. Man, listen, we need what you're doing. Please don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. That kept encouraging me, Dice. It just kept encouraging me. And from there, that's one thing. Listen, anybody who's around Focus, they know. My wife would tell him, when he doing his radio stuff, he don't care what you got going on. Ain't nothing personal, but he going to do that. No, it's the honest God truth. And maybe I ain't good. I'm not doing that properly, but this is my high priority. This is what I feel God has called me to. This is the ministry that God wants me to stay consistent with pushing. And I do not allow for distractions to get in the way of pushing something that I know, one, God has charged me to just oversee it, because I'm just overseeing it. I ain't nothing special. I'm just a vessel. I tell people all the time, don't get it twisted. I'm not this grand person. No. I'm not above rear approach. If I say something on this airway, please tell me I was out of pocket, because I want to learn. I want to grow. I don't know it all. And I ain't no preacher. I tell people all the time, they try to give me that. I am not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. No. That is not my gift. He did not call me to that. Let's be very clear. He gonna have to come down and sit right next to me. Say, Joker, what you doing? I told you 10 years ago you're supposed to do it before I do that. So yeah, let's be very clear. But the consistency, I think a lot of people lack it, because to your point, Dice, I want to go back to what you said. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do the work.
Man, they're lazy. The Bible talks about that, being lazy. You shouldn't be. God gave you life, breath, good health. Yeah, I gave it to you so you would do something with that. You know what I'm saying? Let me see you work. So we know faith without works is dead. So it's like, that's why I said, this is so easy. I get irritated with people who complain, but they're not consistent.
You got a different. So talk about your drive, though, Dice. So for somebody who doesn't know you, they wouldn't know. You got a different drive, Dice. I hear what you're saying when you say people are lazy and people don't want to say. But it takes a certain drive to keep up with that consistency. Because let's be very clear. I do a lot, but Dice do it all. Let's be when I tell you my sis do it all, she do it all. I do a lot. Let's be very clear. Focus work. Ain't nobody. I work and focus too much. But when I look at my little sis, I say, oh man, listen, I don't know how are you even breathing?
It's so funny, because I just believed God, and it's just me and my husband talk about this all the time. I think there. And it's no disrespect to how God creates people, how he chooses to have them come through families. I just think you're just born with what you're going to be born with. I know people, I know some people, they've been born, they lazy. They was lazy when they was a baby, and they're lazy now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know why. And that's okay. All I know, for me, I have always chosen to believe God. I remember the first time my grandmother was like, you need to call on Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you're having a problem, you need to call on Jesus. First time I called on Jesus, boom, that thing worked. And I was like, oh, I'm good. It was like a no-brainer. Even in my trials, even in my self-inflicted addictions or challenges, my self-inflicted challenges, I always knew God was going to be God. And it just clicked for me at a very young age. And I think that it just doesn't click for some people. But here's the thing. Laziness is not a character of Jesus. So if we're following Christ and we see him working day and night, barely sleeping, but always dropping wisdom, loving and feeding people and helping get people delivered. Why is this so complicated? My life should look like your life. You know, like when you walk the earth. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even when the Bible's talking about, hey, if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, focus, you know me. I got a little fat kid living inside of me. I want to eat. So I'm about to be work. Bro, this is, it's so easy for me. Proverbs 13:4 says, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. And I've always wanted my life in Christ to be satisfied, because I met so many people that were like, serving and they were tired. They had a church and they were brokenhearted. They've been a Christian since they was five, but they still hurt. And I was like, no, baby, my Bible say different. You know, my Bible says very, very different. And then we're called, especially you talk about this as a man all the time, like anyone who does not provide for their family or their own household, Jesus
should be skinny. Should be
starving. Okay, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's 1 Timothy 5:8. If you have not taken care of your home, if you're not a provider of your home, and men, I'm talking to you. That's why I said, oh, it's all shade today for me. My father, and I'll be real with you. Maybe it was just, I had great examples in my life. He would get up before the sun. I remember seeing his boots focus. That's how young I was, with the dirt on it and the concrete, like, cause he is a contractor. And after, listen, we knew don't touch the big piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't eat until he came home. It didn't matter if it was 6 or 7. We waited. We ate dinner together. He had the biggest plate. Like, that man, we waited for him. Like, he's the server of our house. Like, he's taking care of us. So it was just kind of like, I had great pictures of what it looked like, you know, like, to take care of a family. Like, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. I want to be wealthy. That's Proverbs 10:4. I talk about it all the time. Well, I want to be a billionaire. I am not coming up off of that. If everybody else out here sinning and doing all the foul stuff they do, and they got billions, your girl over here loving the Lord, falling on her face, praying for folk and loving on people. Jesus, can I get my billions too? Yes. I'm sure I will have that, because I'm like, no, I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to get up. And you good too. Don't call me out. You over there not sleeping as well. Like, we know laziness does not go hand in hand with Christianity. We are. And that's why I said, I get so irritated when people be like, yeah, all y'all in the church, y'all fat. And I'm like, yeah, I know. There's some lazy people up in church. Why? You think you can just go sing and that's it? That's not.
No,
God,
that's real.
God has more for us. And I have to say us, because I even have my challenges with the things that I'm doing from a gluttony perspective. So I'm like, we have to change. Here's the thing. If we're going to give our life to Christ, if we're going to, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm taking my cross daily. I believe you. That's fine that we want to be out here sacrificing and serving, but God has blessings for us too.
Yes.
He's like, I don't want you to just be out there stressed out. I want to give you everything that you're ready to receive. So that's why I'm adamant focused. And I know it's a rant for me, but that's why I'm adamant about, Lord, what would you have me to do? Because I want to make sure I'm doing the things you want me to do, because I get to be in your safety and in your care. But I also want my blessings. Don't play. Don't promise me. Don't you ever promise me something. Huh?
I'm looking for it.
Huh? I remember I was at church one day and the pastor, I was like, God, man, I was telling him, I said, man, I feel like God just ain't giving me my stuff. He said, well, you need to remind God what he said. And I thought it was disrespectful till he took me to scripture and God said, oh, remind me what I said. I'd be like, but God said, you would I be blessed if I give. You said, you know what I'm saying? The last will be first and the first shall be last. Like, you have to remind God. Let me tell you, God. No. You said, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's okay. That's why I said some people don't walk in a power of, no, we got this relationship. Remember? Like, remember? we got this relationship. You know what I'm saying? And your girl is here for you. And I need you to show up. And that's not me being arrogant or disrespectful, but you said to remind you.
That's you being real.
Huh?
That's you being real. No.
Bro, that's why I said people don't understand the power that they possess as a Christian, but they also don't walk in it and they don't partner with God. They so busy like, oh, it's a lot of work. God, are you asking me to work? Yeah, I'm asking you, whatever you do, work it with all your heart, not some of your heart. If you're going to work, show up at work. It's so funny because people be like, and you are, you know, I got 50 jobs like a Jamaican. Every time you come in here, you're so happy. I'm like, I'm happy because I get to come here. Like, I love being with you guys. And they be like, there's no way. I'm like, yes way, baby. Like, I don't know which one of y'all got my blessing. And I'm up in here smiling and all y'all faces praying for you when I see you, because one of y'all got my stuff.
Yes.
Because God blesses people through people. And that's what the average person don't get. So y'all out here talking trash about people, you being dismissive about people, even the homeless people. You know, we talked about that. It's like, you don't know who got your next. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? The person, well, every time I see them, they face turned up sideways, or they don't look like me, or they got more money than me, so God loves you. God bless you. I hope you're having a good day. Y'all blocking your blessing, because God has given us all the tools we need to unlock our future. But we just don't use it. And I know that was a long rant. And I know you said I'm built differently, but I'm just saying I believed God at a very young age. Every time I used whatever the Bible said, it works. So I'm like, you have to work the word. Y'all done heard that a pastor tell you that you got to work the word. It don't just jump up out the book. You have to work the scripture. No, you can't serve God and serve yourself. So you're going to have to pick. God, I'm serving you today, not me. Whatever you want to happen today, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I got some desires, but here's the thing. If you don't want that for me, if that ain't my house, I don't want it. If that ain't my car, I don't want it. If that ain't my husband, I don't want him. Like, on God, like Jesus, if he's not the one, show me. As far as the east is to the west, remove him from my life. Like, y'all got to get in your relationship with God. So that's why I'm like, And when you keep doing faithfully, consistently, and being disciplined in the morning, praying and focusing and meditating on God's word, like he said to do, it works. And that's why I keep working it. Cause I'm like, this thing worked, but y'all not working it because you're lazy. And that's shade. Lazy. I'm throwing all the shade.
Listen, you already see, we talking about being consistent. You want to talk about it, be about it. we got to go pay some bills. We coming right back with more. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tune back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. We're talking about being consistent today. Come on now. I got to give y'all some tips. One thing I know that helped me, very good tip, was setting reminders. Mm-hmm. I think reminders, and you helped me in this area, Dice, too, as well, with these fancy apps that you know all about. Dice knows every app. When y'all reach out to Dice, just know that technology is her thing. Apps and softwares, and she's gifted in that area, and I'm okay with it. I asked her a question. She said, focus. Why you ain't putting people on your Calendly app to book them? Why you going through all these emails and DMs trying to set stuff up and texting people? She say, it's a whole app that you can just send them the link. They can book their own interview, Dice. I mean, Focus, forgive me. They can book their own interview, Focus. And get out their way. Let them book their interview. I say, I receive it. I didn't know about it. Thank you. And the beautiful thing, I'm bringing this app up because it's called Calendly. Mm-hmm. And it reminds you. Mm-hmm. You can get a reminder 3 days before you got the interview, an hour before the interview, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 2 days, 2 weeks. Yeah. Because let's be very clear, I forget. So if I don't get that reminder, you're right. I do need to be in the studio to, record today. Oh, boom. I do need to hop on that call and make sure I get that interview recorded today. Like, so thank you. Yeah, reminders, set reminders. So, yes, using apps. If you are in radio, yes, booking apps, as well as Google Calendars, set a schedule, set reminders so you stay consistent. The second thing, anything you want to add to that, sis?
Oh, the reminders. That's perfect. You got your phone. You got these fancy phones. Set your calendar as a reminder. Go and do it.
The second thing I want to say is reward yourself when you get a small task done. Now, I know y'all be like, what is he talking about? Well, I'm going to be keeping a buck with you. When I started this, I was a DJ. So, yes, let's be very clear. DJs, like the old school DJs, we just spin records, mix, blend a little bit, scratch a little bit. Listen, shout out people, keep the crowd hype. We play all the number one. So it's really easy for us as DJs. Let's be very clear. We're only playing the number ones. Every song we play is the top hit in any genre of music. Like we're not going to play nothing that's not going to keep the crowd jump. So that's a given. Okay. We come up with creative ways to mix and blend and scratch a little bit on it. That's just a little extra thing. And then yes, we're MCs by nature. So yes, I never had an issue with getting on this microphone, shouting somebody out, birthday, keep the crowd hype, whatever it may be, a wedding anniversary or, you know, what it be. So that was simple. But when I got into this editing stuff, Dice, are you talking about editing audio, editing video, transitions and stuff like that? What is you talking about? So I was frustrated, Dice, but thank God for YouTube. And I wish a lot of you YouTube tutorial people would put your Cash App up under there, because I need to sow seeds into y'all, because y'all saved my life. There's a YouTube video out there for everybody. I tell everybody, YouTube is amazing. That's one thing I will say for the people that load stuff on YouTube. Thank you, because people like me had no idea, had nobody to reach out to teach me overnight, because I need stuff like now. I can't wait 2 weeks. I need stuff now. So, yes, I am grateful that YouTube videos changed my life. Mm-hmm. And when I would learn how to do something new in this radio business, Dice,
what happened?
I would go reward myself. My wife would be laughing at me. She's like, where you going? Because I would get up real, like, abruptly, like, yeah, I'm gone. She's like, where you going?
Hey, yeah, I'm gone.
I'm going to get me a baseball stick. I learned how to edit that video. I learned how to do that transitioning and that audio. I'm gone. She's like, where you going? I said, I'm going to go reward myself. I said, because I was frustrated for 10 hours. That's the part you don't know. It took me 10 hours to learn it. So by the time I got that thing down, Dice, where it was solid, no, I'm going to reward myself, because I promise you, I just worked another job. So reward yourself when you know, listen, when you complete a small task, reward yourself. What you think about that, Dice?
Yeah, I'm here for it. It's called count your wins. And every time I win at something, especially when it's the battle of me against me trying to learn something, yeah, I believe in that. Reward yourself. Bless yourself. Go ahead.
Next thing I want to say is it's okay to make a mistake. Don't be afraid to make a mistake, because you get a chance to correct it. And it's the when I tell you, the learning experience in making a mistake and being able to correct it and learn from that mistake, priceless. These are things we teach our kids. For all my parents out here who have kids, this is something that we teach and we instill in our kids. It's okay. Try again. You know, you made a mistake, try again. You know, you didn't succeed. You didn't get that A on that test this week. You got a C. Next week, you're going to get the A. Try again. So it's okay. Make a mistake, but get back up. So that was something that, yes, I had to be well with, because I was trying to be perfect. And once I realized, yeah, that ain't going to never happen. No, seriously, it ain't going to never happen. Let's be very clear. It's okay. No, seriously, because when you get on fire for God. So once again, this was my transition of me rededicating my life to Christ when I was doing this radio show, starting it and everything. So now I want everything on an excellent level, which we still that look once again, that it should be the goal, and do things professionally, do things in excellence. But don't hold yourself to that standard like you ain't gonna never make a mistake. That's unrealistic. And I was I had blinders on for a minute.
You're going to make mistakes. Anytime you're trying to be consistent, that's okay. But you got to be consistent in getting back up. And I think that's the definition of success, is like me trying. You know, my grandmother used to say, nothing beats a failure but a try. You know, like you got to try. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you know, hey, I'm still in the game because I'm trying.
Right.
So don't quit. Man, no, it's good. Keep going.
Use motivational tools to keep you going. Let's be very clear. There was a season where I had to get back in my word. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. We get busy just doing, that sometimes if you don't be careful, you're not feeding your spirit with that word enough. Remember, too much is given, much is required. So when you take on bigger tasks, bigger role, there's going to be bigger demons and different spiritual warfare that's coming your way. And listen, God clearly showed me real quick. No, yeah, absolutely. I want you to do what you do. You're called to do what you do. But I need you to visit me a little bit more too as well. Remember, I'm the one that's gracing you with the energy. I'm the one that's gracing and opening these doors for you. So, yeah, remember, you know, who doing it for you. So, yes, use motivational tools to keep you going. And my biggest one for me, everybody's might be different, but mine's is the Bible. Mine's is my relationship with Jesus Christ. I need to constantly stay in tune with him to make sure I'm doing what I'm called to do. Because if I'm not consistent with being in relationship with him, I just feel like my whole life a crumble dice. I just really do.
Facts. Same. I do. Listen, I'm loving these tips. You have any more tips?
No, I'm done. Let's put some word on that thing. You got some word?
I got some word, but I also wanted to say, man, you guys need to set up your goals. You know, go ahead and write those things down. The Bible's very clear about write the vision and make it plain. You know, that's going to help you to stay consistent. And like I like how you said, put it on your schedule. Like, don't play. And then here's the thing: call somebody that hates you. Everybody got somebody in their family that hate on them. Oh, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't busting a grape. You ain't busting a grape.
You ain't busting a grape.
You're like, what? Y'all, listen, you got to be a certain age to understand that conversation.
Yes, you do.
You ain't busting a grape.
What? 35 and over. 35 and over.
Call me every Tuesday. Bet you'll learn I'm in my meeting or doing whatever I say I'm about to do. Because that's an accountability. Get you an accountability partner. So, yeah, you can put it on a calendar or whatever. But I suggest get you somebody who really don't believe in you because they be hate watching. So you find somebody hate watch. Even post it on your Instagram or whatever. Like, on next Tuesday, I'm going to be live on IG. Because people tune in sometimes to love you and support you. But a lot of people be tuning in just to be hating on you. So, but I like appeasing both crowds. I'm like, yeah, I'm here because I said I'd be here. And for those of you who ain't going to make no comments, but you just going to see what I'm talking about, thank you for being here too. But yeah, let's like you said, put that word on it. So we have to be very, very consistent. Colossians 1:17 says, and he is before all things, and by him all things are consistent. This is more or less talking about our creator, but we need to mirror God's, I would say his personality. Like, if God is very consistent with having the sun up every day at a certain time, the moon up every day at a certain time, the weather's happening at a certain time, we can just look at how God made the world and made us. There are things that are very faithful from him providing for us. But Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. So this is just a clear reminder of keep doing what you're doing faithfully. And when it is your time and when it is your season, you are going to reap an amazing benefit. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. And that's what God is telling us. Like, keep on keeping on is usually what we hear in church. So we know we're supposed to keep the commandments, and that's really what brings faithfulness. I think God, it's a test for us, folks. It's like God already knows what we can do, but we got to show up and show him what we will do. And honestly, like we said, faith without works is dead. That's when the blessing comes in. Titus 2:7-8, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. We have to operate with a clean heart, but we have to show a pattern. And the only way you're going to show a pattern of good works is you have to do something consistently, faithfully, without wavering. So that's where the promise comes in, is by our faithfulness. You know, that's how God, not our frustration. If you're going through something, you can be mad. You can be angry. You can be upset. God, why, God? Why, God? Why is it so hard, God? Why every time I try, God? Why is it always something, God? That's okay. But God is looking to see, are you going to be faithful?
Yes.
Are you going to be faithful? So
that's good.
Yeah.
Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Wee-wee. Stay consistent. We're going to stay consistent, too. We're going to go to this break, and we're going to be right back. Okay. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio. And we appreciate y'all waking up with us this Tiptoe Tuesday and rocking out with us. Mm-hmm. That consistency talk was off the hook today, Dice. Okay. I know I just I brought it up, but I got to stay consistent with making sure I go to this gym and getting this weight off me. Because to your point, us as believers have become too comfortable with thinking gluttony is okay and being overweight is okay, and It's not. I don't think God is pleased. And
come on now.
We have to stay consistent with the way we look and making sure our bodies, you know, are something pleasing, you know, to God. I really do think that God does not want us to be in any type of health risk or health issue risk. So if you're not staying consistent exercising and eating better and getting the proper nutrients and minerals in your body, we know what's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Go see the doctor. That's what's going to come. You have to go see the doctor. So, yes, that's something that's on my mind constantly, just trying to stay consistent. And I don't. Let's be very clear. Mm-hmm. I win some, I lose some, but I get up the next day and I try to get back on track if I fall off, because that's real. Because, yes, I feel like all the good foods are not good for you.
Yeah.
They taste good, but they, you know, your body, yeah, that fried chicken, I promise you, I always question, like, is this from the devil? Because why does it taste so good? You get the right piece of fried chicken in your life, the right piece of fried fish with some hot sauce and some wheat bread. I know.
Ooh, mercy.
Forgive me. Just consistent. We talked about consistency today. Just stay consistent. I definitely, definitely talk a little bit about that spiritual detox with Hurt.
Yeah, Hurt was fantastic. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I loved his transparency, and I loved how he was just saying, hey, I wasn't even thinking about God, but he had people praying for him, you know, people in his life, like grandma, aunties, whoever. And they were just adamant about him coming to different events, and just that's why we can't give up on people. I know people get on our nerves. I know y'all got people in y'all life where you're like, I'm tired of telling them that they need Jesus. You know, like, I'm tired of asking them to come to church with me. But don't give up. Don't give up, because one day that person might really roll up, and that'll be the day that they needed to hear that word. That'll be the day that they needed to meet God. You know, you might be the only type of God spirit that they have in their life, you know, like, so you can't give up on people. You know what I'm saying? It's our job to sow that seed. So continue to plant and sow, but he's a great sower and planter of seed. I mean, he's a great MC. He's a wonderful pastor, and he has a passion for people, and I love it. I'm here for it. And obviously the project is about to be ridiculous, because the people he got on his project, I was like, bro, you really being humble out here, but you got some heavy hitters on this project. Like, and I know it take a lot to be doing songs with these guys. So I'm just excited to hear more from Hurt. And shout out to the West Coast, man. Listen, we need to take a trip on out there to see what they're really doing. See what they're really doing. Focus.
Yeah, we're going to have to tiptoe out there. Okay, shouts out to our sister. Our sister out there, DJ Raina Day, is out there on the West Coast taking care of business. Definitely check her show out at 10 o'clock this morning. Every day, weekdays, 10 a.m., the Raina Day Show. Listen, What It Be's Like It Too, and our brother Wado at 6 p.m. weekdays right here on Holy Culture Radio. Listen, like you said, yes, Hurt's album drops this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dropping this week on the 26th.
Yep.
Against All Gods. And it's featuring AI the Anomaly on it.
Okay.
Eshan Burgundy's on it. Listen, he got Stevie Rizzo.
I was trying to tell you.
Listen, when you West Coast and hardcore like Hurt, and you go get Stevie Rizzo, you know it's a problem. Let's be very clear, because Hurt is hardcore. Let's be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Against All Gods, dropping May 26th. Go run them numbers up for my brother. Solid guy. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a while. Doing a lot of work with a little bit of everybody. He's on the West Coast. I know he's done some things with Kingdom Music. I know he's done some things with God Over Money.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's done some things with Hog Mob too as well. So yes, very much connected. Listen, we got to get out of here. We gonna go have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom Wednesday gonna be off the hook. Dice got a convo that you.
What?
When I tell you this conversation tomorrow. You better tap in, because she got a topic that's a real one, and we gonna get y'all right. Listen, we a work in progress. That's our thing on The Fix. Remember, yeah. It's called The Fix. I want to make sure y'all get that in y'all The spirit. Fix. The Fix.
All right.
So we fixing ourselves. We trying to put some things in y'all spirit. I know y'all think we so critical and we a little too hardcore for y'all. But listen, the gospel is offensive. I keep telling y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, a sword in that side. You need it. You need to just stay right there and just keep. Just right there. That thorn. But no, it's going to be good. Definitely a great Real Talk conversation tomorrow, as well as, we got an exclusive spiritual detox for y'all tomorrow. Y'all ain't going to be ready for this one tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
Y'all ain't going to see this one coming. So just tap in and get ready. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. Have a great day. Go love on people, because that's what God will want you to do. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.